Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Now, I have a story that, I don't know, I'm absolutely disturbed by. And I thought we'll bring in mining expert David van Wyk, to just help us understand what's actually going on. So in the community around Orkney, as well as in the northwest, in the northwest area in the town called Orkney, we've been watching what I think are very, very disturbing images of illegal miners coming up from the ground, and we are told that they're coming up because, you know, there seems to have been an operation that closes off their line of moving in and out supplies, food and the like, and therefore they're now forced to come up because they no longer get consumables down those lines. I just want to understand all of that and what is actually going on there. So as I said, mining expert David van Wyk is on the line with us. Thank you very much, David, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on the show. And I think it's a very important topic that we need to discuss here.
I have only two references. For the past 2 days, you're hearing just little trickles of people have been coming up. But in the past 24 hours, I think a lot more people have been coming up to the surface. But what concerns me the most is what we're hearing from the miners themselves. I heard one miner saying today, no, there are hundreds and thousands of us down there. People are dying in their scores. Somebody needs to do something. Give us a picture of what actually is going on here.
Well, I think that from what the police have been saying, that they follow the policy of depriving these people underground of water and food by preventing the community from taking food and water to them. Now, the important thing there is that it would then indicate that there's some community support for these guys underground, and I think that it's unconstitutional to deprive people of water and of food, and I think that there's going to be some very serious court cases at the end of the day to deal with this particular issue, because I'm sure that human rights lawyers must be descending on Orkney right now as we speak. The thing is that the government is not dealing with the issue of mines that are not properly closed, that are abandoned by corporations. And that is where you should start if you want to solve the problem. Also, we are having lots and lots of retrenchments, I think 5,000 or 6,000 this year so far. And the more mine workers get retrenched, the more mine workers will go underground illegally in order to try and survive.
I had a very disturbing picture that does concern me. And I'm not at all an advocate for illegal mining. But what I saw was absolutely heartbreaking. These look like young people. The majority of the miners that were coming up looked young, young.
You see, the thing is that we sent researchers out to the Sutu, to the villages and so on, where many of them come from, to interview their families and so on. And people say, we are coming to the mines in South Africa to collect the pensions of our fathers and our grandfathers. There's a very serious problem with the pension fund managers in this country. They're not paying people's pensions out because they're making profit from the interest on the pensions and the pension funds. And so young people come in large numbers. But, the other thing which is interesting about this event is that the people who are coming up are not all foreigners.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, some were South African.
Yes. So it puts paid to the myth that, oh, these are illegal foreigners that are underground and so on. And the thing is that when they go to court, they can't even be charged with trespassing, because if the mine has been abandoned and it's ownerless, who are they trespassing against?
Davi, again, I'm going to ask you a question I've asked you before. I'm struck by the strategy. And it may seem effective because we are seeing a lot of them come up. But I'm still asking the question. These do not seem like these are people at the top of the food chain. Why is government not targeting the people who are running these syndicates? And is this strategy sustainable and going to be effective?
Well, I don't think that the strategy is sustainable because while they are busy in Orkney, people are going down on Main Reef Road in Johannesburg, or they're going down in Welkom and so on. When the army and the police move to Welkom, then people will go down in Orkney again and so on. So it's not sustainable. And certainly they will want to deport the foreigners, and maybe many of them will be deported, but they'll be right back because our borders are porous. And the South Africans will go right down again because of the high levels of unemployment and inequality in this country. We are not addressing the key issues that are confronting our society. And until we address those issues, we are going to have this problem. We are sitting with, in this country, 500,000 unemployed graduates. And I work in the townships and so on a lot. I come across engineers, I come across electricians, I come across geologists, all kinds of people with all kinds of degrees. It's not just irrelevant degrees like we are being told. You know, people go to university with the expectation that they will, well, they finish matric with the expectation that they will get jobs, and they're not getting jobs. And jobs is a constitutional right that people have in this country, you know. So until such time as we actually plan our economy to create the jobs, you know, and not rely on the market to create the jobs, because the market simply won't create the jobs. The market is moving more and more towards AI and less jobs and so on. But, you know, besides that, I think that the other issue that you're raising in your question is you have very, very powerful people. You know, in Lesotho, political parties were financed by criminal syndicates who run these youngsters into the mines. And in Welkom, for example, local government, elected local government people that we have been told about, their campaigns were financed by syndicates. And, you know, you have Louis Liebenberg, for example. He was arrested a couple of weeks ago. He was the biggest diamond smuggler in the country, buying illegal diamonds from Zamazamas, you know, and he was located in Welkom, which means that he was probably involved with gold as well. And he's not the only person. And you will remember Louis Liebenberg financed Jacob Zuma. He financed Ace Magashule. He financed a whole lot of people, you know. So these syndicates are incredibly powerful and closely associated with politicians.
David, I'm going to have to leave it there. I mean, I don't know. What we are watching, I have a chilling feeling that we are going to be speaking about quite a number of people who eventually have perished underneath there. And when we finally discover how many, I think this country is going to be quite horrified at what is currently going on.
It's a terrible tragedy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure. David van Wyk there, a mining expert, just giving us a sense of what I think is currently going on at the moment, a massacre, I would call it. But obviously, we'll keep an eye on the story. But what is happening in Orkney right now is quite chilling.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.